This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. That went away quick. All right. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
All right. Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. Anything that looks like my name or the show's name gets you the first month for free. Anything. Bill F, B Frady, Lock and Load, Lock and Load, Lock. Try it. You'll like it. Liberal advocate Malcolm Gladwell. I don't have a problem thinking of him as a liberal. And I don't want to be stereotypical, but I've never met a guy at the range named Malcolm Gladwell. Recently admitted that more gun control will not stop school shootings. Which is true. You are absolutely correct there, Malcolm. However, he immediately suggested that its ineffectiveness should not undermine the push for more of it. Gladwell is an author and also writes for New Yorker magazine, and according to Newsbusters, he was taking part in a New Yorker podcast when he was asked how big a problem is the availability of guns. Gladwell's response, do I do that a lot? Do I go, a lot? Hope not. Those who say that you can solve this problem with gun control are engaging in a fantasy. Can you prevent some cases of this by locking up all the guns? Sure. Is that politically possible in the near term in the United States? No. My problem with the gun control argument is that it so grossly simplifies what's going on here. That this is, we had tons and tons and tons of guns in this country and no school shootings for a long time. So school shootings are not a necessary or inevitable consequence of having lots of guns. Now, note that a key component of his answer is there have always been tons and tons and tons of guns in the U.S., but no school shootings. The shootings are a recent development, which is not necessary or an inevitable consequence of having lots of guns. There is a fairly decent thing that we could look at. In the old days, we didn't look at a little boy and say, if he was like looking around or if he was daydreaming about flying a plane or something, we didn't put him on medication. We allowed him to be a little boy. Not the case now, and that's been going on for quite some time. We've been reaping that which we have sown for a while, but nobody ever talks about that. No, it's a guns problem. It's a gun problem. It's a gun problem. Gladwell went on to show that a shift in culture or a reduction in culture is actually what is working itself out in the violence carried out against our fellow citizens with guns. He pointed to a contagious adolescent cultural pathology in explaining this. Conversation between Gladwell and the interviewer moved to a discussion on how his point is bolstered by the fact that people without guns use bombs. So the guns are not causal. They're not the cause of this. In light of this, Gladwell said, so it just seems to me people are looking for an easy solution here. But then he called himself and said, let me say one crucial thing here. This should in no way undermine the importance of gun control. He also wrote a book called The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference. That was considered a 2000 breakout blockbuster. And he's written four more books since then. So this New York podcaster, her name is Dorothy Wickenden, and she was quizzing her employee on the impact of gun control in these school shootings. Because of this background, you would expect him to take sort of a measured approach to this. But no, you know, everything I just repeated to you is what he said. So, I mean, further he says, but you know, there have been school shootings in Germany and Norway and Canada and places where there aren't a lot of guns. So I don't know. And if you look at the cases of these kids, in many of these cases, they got access to guns that still would have been available even in the presence of much more draconian gun control measures. Fair enough. But not for Miss Wickenden. She has enthusiasm for civilian disarmament, and it's very evident whenever the New Yorker addresses gun violence. Gladwell, unlike Fired Gun Guys author Dan Baum, soon abandons rational thought and analysis to parrot the company line on gun control. I've had Dan Baum on the show before. I've read his book. He always goes back to the gun control ways, but, you know. Anyway. Wickenden, when he said there's no way that it should undermine the importance of gun control, she said, there, this is what I was waiting for you to say. Gladwell then said, this is a gun control can solve the much bigger problem of the kind of unpremeditated shootings done in the heat of passion or drunkenness or drug use that claims the lives of tens of thousands of Americans each year. Now, is he conflating and putting everything, is he taking the crimes that happened due to drug deals and putting them with all of this other stuff? Because that the other stuff, is, all of this stuff is going down. All of it's going down. And the vast majority of shootings are actually very premeditated. They're not unpremeditated occasions. Gladwell continues, school shootings are a wholly separate and more complex phenomenon. Let's not muddy the waters by trying to extend an incredibly powerful and important social initiative to this specific difficult issue. Now, does he really believe about what he said about the unpremeditation part of it? Carried out in the heat of passion or drunkenness or drug use. Go do a Google search. That will reveal that more than half of all firearms-related fatalities, in fact, two-thirds of all firearms-related fatalities are suicides, which suicides by gun went down and the overall number of suicides went up. They will continue at their current rate even if guns disappear off the face of the earth. The majority of the rest are gang-related homicides, which are also impervious to gun control initiatives, and they are very premeditated. So here we have a man that's famous for using statistical data to reach insightful conclusions, and he's out there throwing firearms factuality under the bus because he's politically correct. And I submit to you folks that this is the exact problem. He's either worried about being politically correct and being received well, or he's worried about a job because he's talking, Wickenden is his employer. And they have fired a, dare I say it, moderate gun guy there, Dan Baum, who wrote Gun Guys. And, you know, I look at all this stuff and just think about it. I just think about it. So, in any event, Malcolm Gladwell, not a name that I would seek for myself. I'm sure he didn't seek it either. You know, it's up to his parents and all this other stuff. Just not a gun guy name, though. Just not a gun guy name at all. No. Mm-mm. Political correctness, job security, being interviewed by your boss. I've only ever been interviewed by my boss once, and that's when I was trying to get the job. And then most of the time, I couldn't even get the time of day from them after that. They expected me to go out and produce. They didn't get in there and interview me to pick my brain. If they wanted my opinion, they would tell me what it was. All right, we'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what?
Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Any version of my name, mentioning this show, whatever, gets you first month free. In the first 24 hours after Obama nominated Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, the Big Three network spun the judge as moderate or centrist as opposed to liberal as fast as they could. ABC and NBC reporters never called him a liberal, while CBS correspondents used the word just twice, opting for moderate liberal twice more. The networks identified Garland as middle of the road 9 times. This journalistic effort to stamp Garland as a moderate comes despite the judge's past ruling against Second Amendment rights and a history of campaigning for Democratic presidential candidates. You see, if you're going to be a Supreme Court judge, you better be bland. This conclusion also flies in the face of declarations of other outlets, including the liberal New York Times. The paper's Upshot blog insisted that Garland is substantially more liberal than Justice Scalia and is expected to be ideologically similar to Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, President Obama's previous picks for the court. The Media Research Center looked at the coverage of Garland on Wednesday's World News Tonight and Thursday's Good Morning America on ABC, and CBS Evening News and CBS This Morning, as well as the NBC Nightly News and the Today Show. NBC offered 5 centrist moderate labels and never described Garland as a liberal. Nightly News anchor Lester Holt told viewers the president has nominated Federal Appeals Court Judge Merrick Garland, regarded as a moderate, to replace the late conservative justice, the late Antonin Scalia. Later, correspondent Pete Williams assured viewers on the bench he's been a moderate. ABC offered the fewest ideological labels, just a single reference on World News Tonight. Supreme Court correspondent Terry Moran said as a judge, Garland is known as a moderate on the appeals court, though he would tip the balance of the Supreme Court by replacing staunch conservative Antonin Scalia. Again, no use of the liberal label. CBS was schizophrenic. Across 2 programs, there were 3 centrist moderate labels on 2 occasions. He was deemed a liberal, 2 other times a moderate liberal. Breaking from ABC and NBC, Evening News anchor Scott Pelley informed the president named Garland a liberal to replace the late conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. Chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford put the 2 labels together and said the judge is considered a moderate liberal who builds consensus. On Thursday's CBS This Morning, Crawford described Garland as a reasonable pick and not a liberal flamethrower. According to Jan Crawford, Garland is a moderate, a centrist. Now, I mean, he's certainly liberal, but by no means is he some kind of liberal flamethrower. And I think you'll see the White House make the argument that the president is not going as far left as some of the groups on the left would have wanted. She also lectured. So now it's the Republicans' time to compromise a little bit. By all accounts, Judge Garland is deeply experienced. She foresees a win for Hillary Clinton. Crawford concluded maybe Republicans will recognize that this guy's the best that they can hope for. And finally, they will go ahead and confirm him. In addition to the labeling by journalists, the NBC Nightly News included a clip from SCOTUS blog editor Tom Goldstein. He described Garland as both a centrist and a little bit to the left. Andrea Mitchell of the NBC declared the judge hardly a liberal. The Washington Free Beacon on Thursday discovered a history of Garland backing Democratic candidates. He's previously disclosed in official documents that he's offered his services to numerous Democratic presidential candidates. Buried in a questionnaire that he submitted to the Senate Judiciary Committee in 1995 is his disclosure of volunteer work for Democratic politicians that stretched from his years as a college student up to Bill Clinton's presidential campaign in 1992. He writes, I provided volunteer assistance on a presidential debate for President Clinton in October 1992 and for Michael Dukakis in October 1988. I did some volunteer work for Walter Mondale's presidential campaign in 1983-84.
And then there's the whole thing with the Second Amendment. That's another thing. National Review, which, by the way, let me say this about National Review. They need to be more than "we hate Trump." There's more going on in the world today than the fact that they just don't like Trump for president. And I have ceased looking at their website. I have ceased buying their magazine. I've even called them and said, "I'm tired of seeing nothing but Trump. Isn't there something else going on that you guys could write about?" Well, apparently they found something here. They looked at his Second Amendment cred here. Back in 2007, he voted, you know, about all the stuff with D.C. Dave Koppel observed at the time that the Tate and Garland votes were no surprise since they had earlier signaled their strong hostility to gun owner rights in a previous case. Had Garland and Tittle won that vote, there's a good chance the Supreme Court wouldn't have had a chance to protect the individual right to bear arms for several more years. So, here we have... Here we have the media attempting to shape your opinion, not attempting to bring you the news. There need be no mention of what he is at all. Mention what he's done. Mention what he stands for. You don't have to call him anything. You don't have to call him a conservative. You don't have to call him a liberal. You don't have to call him anything. You don't have to do that. But no, they're not doing that. They're doing something else altogether, as if somehow what they're trying to do is they're trying to get people to pressure the Senate to vote for and confirm him. That's what they're trying to do. Because they know that pressure works on the Senate, because it has worked before, and it's worked before in our favor, and they want to try to work it the other way. So they've decided to label him a moderate. I don't like the label. I don't like the label at all. I couldn't care less for the label. All of that can, as far as that goes, all of that can go away. Liberal is what he is. Moderate. Lindsey Graham's a moderate, which means he's a liberal. If you're not one of these people that's good enough to take a stand on something and you're middle of the road don't work anymore. Middle of the road is how we got to where we got. Yes, and they're abiding by the Biden rule. Absolutely they are. Biden set the rule. Reid set the rule. Schumer set the rule. Let's go with it. Okay, Democrats, you won that one. You're still winning. Still winning. But you don't get to have it both ways. You set the rules. We're going to live by it. It's your world, Holmes. I'm just living in it. We'll be right back.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract, call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Any version of the name, any version of my name, gets you a month free. Check them out. One of the things when you're training, now recently I had this problem. I've been raving about this Glock 21 I have from Agency Arms. And I was running the gun the other day, and I noticed that no matter who was shooting it, on one magazine, it would always lock open. So I surmised it was the magazine, and in fact, it was the magazine doing that. However, that's a stoppage. Training with a firearm, which is a mechanical tool, you have to take into consideration that that mechanical tool will have a malfunction involved in it. And that has to be, these things happen for a lot of reasons. It could be the result of a user error or an unavoidable part failure, or it could just be a jam, or it may be a mere annoyance for a plinker, but they can have dire consequences for someone who owns a pistol for protection. Now, we're going to address the most common stoppages you can encounter when shooting a semi-automatic firearm and how to recognize and resolve them, because that has to happen. Keep in mind that if you notice a problem with your firearm, do not attempt to shoot it until you have assessed the issue and always follow the NRA's fundamental rules for safe gun handling. Keep the gun pointed in a safe direction. Keep your finger off the trigger until ready to shoot. Keep the gun unloaded until ready to use. If you're not comfortable handling the situation on your own, there's no shame in getting the attention of your instructor or a range officer and asking them to assist you. Without further ado, here are the three most common types of semi-auto stoppages. Number one, failure to feed. What happens? You pull the trigger and the gun goes click instead of boom. While it's often a dud cartridge that just won't fire, it could also mean the magazine failed to load a new cartridge into the chamber. This is where you do sports or tap, rack, assess, bang, whatever you want to call it. Tap the bottom of the magazine with the palm of your sport hand to ensure it's fully seated. Invert the gun and rack the slide to clear any stoppage and load a fresh round into the chamber. Reassume the shooting position. Assess the target area. This is tap, rack, and assess. Of course, pull the trigger and make sure that it's firing again. Next stoppage, failure to eject. This is also known as a stovepipe. This is where the piece of brass is being held by the base of the brass, and one part of it is sticking out, the end of it is sticking out. This stoppage occurs when you pull the trigger and nothing happens, similar to a failure to feed. But with this stoppage, you'll notice that the brass from your previously fired round is now stuck in the ejection port, looking like a stovepipe, one might say. This jam will cause your slide to not sit completely forward. Like with the failure to feed, the tap, rack, and assess will suit you here. Tap the bottom of your magazine to make sure it's seated. Rack the slide to feed a new round into the chamber and force the jam cartridge out and assess the down and assess downrange. What's actually happening there in this is that it was getting ready to go forward and take that, put something into battery. That stovepipe may cause it to be partially that way. So you definitely need to turn it sideways, because if you do not, you'll have a double feed, because it is already partially shucked a round off of there. Trust me. This is failure to go into battery. This is a double feed. A failure to go into battery occurs when the cartridge is not fully seated in the chamber, forcing the slide to not fully sit forward. A variation of this stoppage known as a double feed happens when the slide picks up a fresh round before the previous cartridge can be ejected and attempts to seat them simultaneously. Or with a stovepipe. Once again, tap, rack, and assess should work, although you may have to rack the slide a little more vigorously than with the other types of stoppages. And what you need, you know, there's some other stuff that goes along with this. With some of these things, even though we're trying to leave the magazine into the gun, sometimes you're going to have to strip the magazine out of the gun, and you're going to have to rack that slide until you see everything eject. You're going to have to observe that barrel. You're going to have to observe that breech completely clear. Then you insert the magazine, then you rack the slide, and then you're back in business. But you got to be able to do all of this really quick. And this is not something you just do just because I told you how to do it. You got to practice it. Those things are the three most common types of firearm malfunctions that I mentioned. And the tap, rack, and assess will actually work most of the time. However, there may be times when you have to strip the magazine out. This is why with a lot of magazines, like magazines should protrude from the base of the gun. So if you have to actually pull it out, you have something you can gain access to, gain purchase of. You may actually have to pull it free. If it doesn't work, well, then you got a bigger problem you have. And when you're doing one of these things, you don't need to be standing there going, oh, golly. As part of your drill, you should be thinking about moving to cover. Moving around a little bit, just not being a stationary target. If your gun ever performs in a way that seems off, don't try to fire another round until you have determined it is safe to do so. We, you know, this didn't even talk about the squibs. Squib rounds are bad. They're really, really, really bad, having a squib round. And that's something you have to watch out for, too. If you pull the trigger and it attempts to, it does eject the round, but you didn't, it felt weird, don't pull the trigger again. Because you may have a round stuck in your barrel. There's a lot of things that can happen, and me trying to describe them to you in an audio demonstration is, it's not really good, but I'm doing my best. But Remember this. Tap, rack, and assess. You're turning, if your weapon is up and your sights are facing the sky, have the sights facing to where they're at least 90 degrees off of you, to where they're facing 90 degrees off to one side. When you pull that slide back, then anything that's in there that's loose that shouldn't be is going to fall out of the ejection port. Then you can let the slide go. If it goes all the way in the battery, pull it up and assess. Stoppages are going to happen from time to time. They happen when you don't clean the gun. They happen when the gun may have a problem. Depending on what kind of gun you're shooting, they may happen more often than not. But the risk can be mitigated by using proper stance, by using reliable ammo and regular maintenance on not just your firearm, but your magazine and any accessories that you use. Get in the habit of cleaning your tools after you use them, and your gun should enjoy improved reliability and a longer life. There's some guys that get out there and say, hey, I haven't cleaned my Glock in 5,000 rounds, and it's still going. And it probably will. When I was in the military, every time we went out there and pulled those guns out of the armory, we had to clean them. So I've just gotten in that habit. If I take them out and I shoot them, I'm cleaning them. Clean them. And I clean them with Frog Lube, so they all smell like York peppermint patties when I get done. It's very minty in my cleaning area when I'm done cleaning my guns. So that's the enjoyable life of me. If I have my way tomorrow, I'll be cleaning them again. If I have my way. Haven't been on the range at all this week, been too busy. I got to get out there tomorrow and shoot something somewhere just to try to work on that center line some more. Coming up next, when we get back, I'm going to ask this question. Would the military listen to the commander-in-chief if it's Hillary? We'll be right back.
Know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock It Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org, where any version of my name, any, misspell it, whatever, it doesn't matter. Lock and Load, Bill Frady, Lock and Load, Frady, whatever, it doesn't matter. Get your free month. Go do it. Have at it. Don't walk alone. When Barack Obama kicked off his first presidential campaign in 2008 as a junior first-term senator from Illinois, he did have enough political savvy to understand that everybody loves a general. And generals, even retired generals, don't really ever lose their influence. They remain very influential people. Gaining those endorsements, he managed to gain quite a few of them. Gaining those same endorsements could again be an engaging subplot to the election theater, particularly for the 2008 understudy, Hillary Clinton. At a Chicago news conference in March 2008, then-Senator Obama rolled out 10 retired admirals and generals to counter claims by his opponent, Senator Hillary Clinton, that he had not crossed the threshold to serve as commander-in-chief. During that flag-draped event, several, such as Tony McPeak, the former Air Force Chief of Staff, and a four-star general, stepped forward to offer assurances that they were comfortable with Obama's ability to lead the military. There's a lot of reasons they did that, too, and we'll get to that in just a second. The event was to counter the claim that she would be the better one to answer the 3 a.m. phone call that had entered the 2008 presidential race lexicon. Once he was the Democrat nominee, with two wars raging and national security a hot-button issue, those endorsements became indispensable for the run against John McCain, Navy veteran, Vietnam prisoner of war, and defense hawk, they say. The Obama campaign would eventually exploit the names of more than 70 retired generals and admirals from all four services to burnish his national security qualifications in the eyes of American voters. Somehow or other, while they're telling everybody he's going to be the guy to kick butt and take names, he won the Nobel Peace Prize, but that's, 8 years later, national security is once again near the forefront of voter concerns. And there's a different list of pressing issues now. We've got terrorism, ISIS, Syria, Iran, Russia, North Korea, and China. While still the presumptive Democrat nominee, but with persistent questions of integrity and honesty hounding her, not to mention espionage, Clinton will need the patronage of such a group to publicly sanction her record on national security and diplomacy, and to act as proxy character references and thwart opponents' attempt to gain advantage doing the same. For her, this is going to be an obstacle course. Because Clinton's close ties to ill-fated Obama administration foreign policy initiatives, as well as her own record as a senator and secretary of state, are under intense scrutiny, and a large block of voters do not like it. It's not unlike 2008. Then each senior officer would likely have confided he supported Obama for his own personal reasons. In reality, most of them were driven not so much by strong confidence in him, but rather by fervent disagreement with the Bush administration, including a Rumsfeld-led Pentagon over the Iraq War and other decisions related to the broader war on terrorism. One general, representative of that group, was then on record saying the country was on the wrong course, while another felt the country needed a fresh approach to national security, hence backing Obama. That same group, including officers who were on active duty during that period, may recall that Senator Clinton voted to authorize the Iraq War and, in fact, did very little to advance legislation to end the Iraq War. None of her war-related proposals, which often mirrored measures introduced by other senators, ever came up for a vote. As a senator, Hillary Clinton didn't do anything. As a Secretary of State, she wanted Syria to go this way. She wanted Egypt to go this way. That happened, but besides that, she didn't do anything there either. She's really not done anything to qualify to be anybody besides being married to Bill Clinton. Although vocal in her party's criticism of the Bush administration, she was not one of the leaders in Congress to legislate an end to the Iraq War. Today, ISIS and Syria and refugees roughly substitute for the Iraq War, and when compounded with Russia and the Iranian nuclear deal, the Middle East, the Keystone Pipeline, Cuba, Libya, China, North Korea, trade deals, and immigration, these subjects add to a still longer list of national security issues that large numbers of voters hold the current administration and Clinton, by close association, responsible for. Her public scenes, her Sunday talk show discussion of Assad as a reformer, the embarrassing, awkward reset with Russia, and the often replayed Benghazi hearing sequence, what difference at this point does it make? Only reinforce her ties to Obama administration foreign policy. So now we have this mounting sense of chaos, this supplanting order around the world in ways that directly threaten the United States. And public sentiment is being pulled full circle back toward a more muscular defense and foreign policy than the current administration, where Clinton had a prominent role than they have pursued. So late 2015 polling shows by significant percentages that voters believe the Obama administration is weak on foreign policy, has no strategy for Syria or ISIS, and projects weakness to our enemies. Similar criticisms, like those of the Bush-era generals calling for a major change in direction away from an administration policy, will vex Clinton's and the Democrats' campaign. She's already had to tread a fine line to distance herself from the Obama administration foreign policy, to include her own actions as Secretary of State, to parry attacks that she would simply be a third Obama term, yet not go so far as to alienate her base and core Obama supporters. Further confounding her securing any such group support are the unavoidable conversations about her telling personal lapses, ranging from the serious, think Benghazi, with its fallout and the active still deepening FBI investigation into her handling of classified materials, to the trifling, her claim she dodged sniper fire on an airport tarmac in Bosnia. She runs afoul of a group that still collectively holds the values of integrity, character, and honesty in highest regard. If polling is any indicator, Clinton has few fans in the military from whom to find that support. A late 2015 Rally Point Rasmussen National Survey of active and retired military personnel finds that only 15% have a favorable opinion of her, and just 3% view the former Secretary of State very favorably. She's seen unfavorably by 81%, including 69% who share a very unfavorable impression. 31% of voters say they trust Clinton, with little difference between active service members and veterans when it comes to opinions about her. Other polling suggests that military personnel has also not been dissuaded from backing her main opponents, dubbed the outside candidates, by those who contend they have weak foreign policy credentials and do not have recognized as experts as national security advisors. These leaders are not going to back her. They're not going to step up. They've appraised her track record and they find her to be lacking. She doesn't get promoted in 2016. All of these things, you know, while you're sitting out there, don't believe the hype that you're seeing right now. But if the whole reason you're opposed to anybody, I mean, the guy that they said had the best chance against Hillary Clinton in polling, the anointed darling of the establishment, Marco Rubio, is out of politics now, folks. He'll finish out his term as senator, and then he's done. He's done. He's not going to be in politics anymore. Not for the foreseeable future, anyway. And so he was the one that had the best chance in a head-to-head matchup against Hillary, except he couldn't beat Trump in Florida. He couldn't beat him in his home state. How does that work? When you're working that math in your head, and they say, well, Trump doesn't do very well against Hillary. It might be like Buchanan says, he might beat Hillary like a drum. The figures do not add up. We'll pick it up on Monday. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Friday night. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.